This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. As to what follows, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, I wanted to share with you a very important message. And this concerns every Muslim. We should all be aware of this. Al-ulama, rahimahumullah, they said that keeping away from that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibited and fighting your desire and your nafs against the haram and against the sins is much better than engaging in nawafil, in voluntary good deeds. And this is something that Aisha radiallahu anha mentioned, Al-Hasan radiallahu anhu mentioned, Umar ibn Abd al-Aziz, Ibn Rajab rahimahullah, and so many of our ulama, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestow his mercy upon them. And why did they say this? Why is it the fact that keeping away from prohibitions and keeping away from the haram, fighting yourself to stay away from the haram and sins, that is better than engaging in nawafil, fasting the days and praying nights and reading Quran and all the voluntary deeds? Why is that the case? This is because keeping away from prohibitions, keeping away from the haram is a wajib. It's obligatory to keep away from haram. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِذَا نَهَيْتُكُمْ عَنْ شَيْءٍ فَاجْتَنِبُوهُ. If I was to forbid you of something, then keep away from it. When Nabi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the Quran, he says, in Surah Al-An'am, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الْفَوَاحِشَ مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَمَا بَطَنْ. Allah Azza wa Jal, he said, do not come near al-fawahish, sins. Do not come near the major sins. مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَمَا بَطَنْ. Public sins and private sins, don't come near them at all. Subhanallah. Yani Allah Azza wa Jal did not say don't do the sins. He said don't come near them. So keeping away from prohibitions is an obligation. It's wajib that we keep away from sins. While doing voluntary deeds such as fasting Mondays and Thursdays, or praying some of the night, reading Quran, these are voluntary deeds. Doing voluntary deeds will always remain voluntary. It is not obligatory. Therefore, keeping away from sins is an obligation, and this is much better than engaging in voluntary deeds, because voluntary deeds will always remain mustahab, a recommended practice and a recommended matter. So my brothers and sisters in Islam, the one who keeps away from the haram, the one who keeps away from zina, from alcohol, from ar-riba, from gambling, from dressing immodestly, the one who keeps away from stealing wealth, the one who keeps away from deception and cheating and lying and fraud, all of this haram, all of these prohibitions, the one who keeps away from them, and he fights himself against these sins, al-mujahada, he is much better than the one who is engaged in voluntary deeds. Because the one who's keeping away from the prohibitions is doing an obligation by keeping away from them. And the one who's doing voluntary deeds is only doing something that is recommended, and it is not obligatory. Subhanallah. For you must understand this principle, my brothers and sisters in Islam. Umar ibn Abd al-Aziz, rahimahullah, he said, ليست التقوى قيام الليل وصيام النهار. He said, taqwa is not about the voluntary deeds. It's not about fasting the days, the sunnah days. And it's not about praying the nights. Umar ibn Abd al-Aziz, he said, rather, التقوى أداء ما افترض الله وترك ما حرم الله. He said, true taqwa is to do that which Allah obligated us to do, that which Allah commanded us to do. And true taqwa is to keep away from al-haram, to keep away from the haram, because that's an obligation. Allahu Akbar, my brothers and sisters in Islam, the one who keeps away from the haram and fights his nafs to keep away from the haram and fights his nafs to keep away from the evil desires and temptations, such a person is rewarded. He's given hasanat, he's rewarded. Yani al-fuqaha rahimahumullah, the scholars of fiqh, when they defined al-haram, they said that it is, or they said that yuthabu tarikuha wa yu'aqabu fa'iluha. Al-haram, the definition of haram is that the one who keeps away from it is rewarded. He's given hasanat. And the one who commits them earns sayyi'at. You need to keep this understanding in your heart and in your mind present whenever you're faced with a desire or a sin. Understand that when you fight your nafs to keep away from a sin, you are being rewarded. You are being rewarded not only because you're obeying Allah's command, who said to you, keep away from the sin, but because you're also exercising patience. Because it requires patience to stay away from the haram. It requires patience, for you're rewarded. Now, understand this, my brothers and sisters in Islam. Finally, I share with you one more thing. And that is, I don't want you to understand this message wrong, and that we are belittling or saying that voluntary deeds are insignificant. No, wal'ayadhu billah, I'm not trying to give you this message. And I will say at the end that we must also keep in mind that voluntary deeds are very important. Fasting days and praying the nights, reading Quran, charity, and all these voluntary deeds are important. Why are they important? A person must never ever neglect these completely, because from the benefit of voluntary deeds is that they wipe away the bad deeds that accumulate upon us after we have disobeyed Allah Azza wa Jal. So yes, keeping away from the prohibition is much better than engaging in voluntary deeds. But we need to do the voluntary deeds so that it wipes away the bad deeds that we have after we have disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For my brothers and sisters in Islam, next time you are faced with a sin, next time you're alone thinking of committing a sin and your desire is growing, think. That Allah Azza wa Jal is watching you. And if you keep away from it and you fight yourself and Allah Azza wa Jal knows your struggle, you will be rewarded and you earn hasanat. And if wallahi, if you fight your nafs the entire night to keep away from the haram, that is much better than a person that is standing and praying all the night. Allahu Akbar. Why? Because the one standing and praying all the night is doing something that is voluntary. He's doing something that is mustahab, it's recommended. While you spent your night doing something that is obligatory, and that is fighting yourself to stay away from the sins. I ask Allah Azza wa Jal that He open our hearts, and that He opens our hearts to the meanings of the Quran and to the meanings of the Sunnah, and that He cleanse our heart from every filthy attribute and trait and quality. We ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala to bestow upon us His mercy and to grant us His forgiveness. Innahu waliyu dhalika wal qadiru alayh, wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in, wa jazakumullahu khayran.